Hi there and good day. This is Naimish Modi for CKMS Radio 102.7 in Waterloo. It's good to be with you today. Today, June 4th, I spoke to Green Party of Ontario leader Mike Schreiner about the importance of outdoor spaces. This piece is a follow-up to our outdoor play piece from last week. Schreiner, who is an MPP in Guelph, says campsites should reopen immediately. If people are allowed to go to their cottages, they should be able to camp with their family, Schreiner says. So Mike, so I did see the release from the Green Party regarding camping. So what motivated the party to send that out? And can you sort of give me a little bit of a take, what your take is on that?
Yeah, well, first of all, the Science Advisory Table has been advising the Premier to open safe outdoor activities. Just connecting with nature, being outside is important for people's physical and as well as mental well-being. And not everyone has access to a cottage. You know, the Premier says, you know, hey, get out to your cottage, but not everyone does. So for a lot of people, what they can afford is to go camping with their family. And so the fact that campsites remain closed just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I can see closing those sites for, you know, large groups or big party type camping, but opening them up so a family, like the people you live with, can go camping and connect with nature and just, you know, get out of the house a bit, I think makes a lot of sense.
Right. I guess how important is it for people's mental and physical health to be able to visit camps? Obviously, that's a pretty popular pastime going into the spring and summer, and especially based on what everyone's been going through for the last year and a half. How important is it for those mental and physical health aspects?
Yeah, I think it's vital for people to be able to get outside, especially after, you know, the lockdown and stay-at-home orders and just, you know, just the challenge that we've all been through over the last 15 months. And the fact that the Science Advisory Table and both public health officials are saying outdoor activities are safe and are saying, you know, hey, we need people to get outdoors, both for their physical and mental health. And so for the Premier, you know, throughout this pandemic, has really failed to listen to the advice of scientists and to make decisions based on evidence and data. And I'm calling on him to do that when it comes to outdoor activities. You know, the Science Advisory Table is saying outdoor activities are safe. Public health officials are saying, yes, people need to get outdoors. And opening campsites for families, not saying big party gathering camping, but opening campsites for families to be able to connect with nature and just get outside with their kids makes a lot of sense. And so I'm going to continue to push the Premier to do the right thing.
Do you think maybe part of the aspect of the Premier and the government, Ontario government, is it partly because of mobility? Do you think that's maybe one of the motivating factors and why they're keeping these things closed? Or
well, certainly could be, but you know, the Premier has been saying go to your cottage, and mm-hmm. I'm saying, well, not everyone can afford a cottage, and for those folks who cannot afford a cottage, going camping with their family is a wonderful way to connect with nature and get outdoors. And you know, I think part of the problem is the Premier has failed to really address where most of the COVID outbreaks have been happening in the second and especially the third wave. And that's in vulnerable workplaces where you have a lot of people, let's say in warehousing and some manufacturing facilities where you have, particularly food manufacturing, where you have a lot of people working close together indoors. And the Premier, you know, refused to bring in paid sick days, has refused to mandate medical grade PPE, has failed to adequately roll out rapid testing, didn't listen to scientists who said, you know, let's close down some of these vulnerable workplaces that are not truly essential. And that's where the spread is happening. And instead, the Premier did things like, you know, close playgrounds and bring in more police powers, which, of course, he backtracked on some of those things because, you know, the public outcry was so great that it, you know, made absolutely no sense and wasn't following science and the data. And so I'm saying to the Premier, not everyone has access to a cottage. Camping for families makes a lot of sense. Scientists and public health officials are saying outdoor activities are encouraging people to engage in safe outdoor activities. So let's open some of these things up.
Do you think maybe some of the hesitancy is towards people following the rules? If there's, for example, if there's a rule that says you can only camp with your immediate family, do you think that's maybe why Premier Ford's government is hesitant on that, because they maybe think people will camp together? What do you think? Do you think that's a factor?
Well, certainly, I think that would be a concern, and it would be a concern if I was in the Premier's chair and having to make that decision. But I think there are ways to address it. So, for example, my family, we went out to Guelph Lake to enjoy ourselves last weekend, and they were monitoring the number of people who could go into the lake. And as a matter of fact, the one main day beach, we were told, had filled up to the capacity that they had determined was safe, and that if we wanted to go to a beach, we had to go to an alternative, one of the other beaches. And so that made a lot of sense. So I think, you know, through monitoring and enforcement, with park staff, you can avoid, you know, some of what we have seen in the pre-COVID days, where sometimes people use some of these campsites, and I would say in an inappropriate way, where, you know, it turns into a big party. But that can be avoided through just proper enforcement. The kind of enforcement that was happening at Guelph Lake last weekend when I went there to enjoy it for the day.
Do you think, just going back to Premier Ford's original announcement there, and I believe it was in mid-April, do you think he completely missed the mark on that one with the outdoor canceling? That not only the camping, but also things like golf and tennis. And do you think their reversal was fast enough, or do you think it was too slow?
Well, I think the Premier has completely missed the mark essentially since last summer. I mean, he, instead of spending last summer preparing Ontario for the second wave that everyone said was coming, by ensuring we had enough testing and lab capacity, by making the investments to make sure our schools were safe, by adding staff to long-term care and truly protecting our elders, the Premier was going around the province almost doing a victory lap, and people paid the price. And so I remember last November, when in response to growing case counts, the Premier brought out the color-coded framework, which every scientist and public health expert immediately said, you know, if you go with this, you're leading us into a disaster. And the Premier did back off about 10 days later. But by then, the second wave had really pretty much gotten out of control. And then we had an even worse lockdown. And then I remember on February 11th, the chair of the Science Advisory Committee said that, you know, if you're going to ease these restrictions this early, you're going to lead us into a disaster. The Premier didn't listen. He eased restrictions too early. And then we had the disastrous third wave. And then who will ever forget that April 16th news conference where, you know, the disaster the Premier had walked us into with the third wave, instead of addressing where the outbreaks were happening, which was primarily in vulnerable workplaces, you know, the Premier brought back carding and closed playgrounds, which made absolutely no sense. And I think that's why, you know, the science advisory table immediately once again came out and said, this is not what the advice we're giving. And, you know, to the credit of many police forces around Ontario, and you know, came out and said, hey, we're not going to enforce this. Like, we think it's wrong to, you know, have these enhanced powers in a democratic society. And so, you know, the Premier obviously had to backtrack, though he didn't fully backtrack on the police powers. And I think he should have done more to open outdoor recreation activities sooner. It was something I was pushing at the time. And again, a lot of people said to me, it's like, well, why are you pushing for these things to be open when we're in this disastrous third wave? And I was saying, you know, at that time, and I continue to say this, that I follow the advice of the science advisory table. I follow what the data is telling us, and the data was saying, and the scientists were saying, that outdoor activities are relatively safe and we shouldn't be encouraging outdoor activities. And the spread and the outbreaks are happening indoors and primarily in vulnerable workplaces. And we needed to be doing things like paid sick days, medical grade PPE, rapid testing, better ventilation, prioritizing vaccines to those essential workers, closing down some of the businesses temporarily that truly were not essential, especially those where you were seeing outbreaks happening. And the Premier didn't do that. And so, you know, once again, here we are with, you know, some outdoor activities that I think can be opened up. That's what the scientists are telling us. That's what the public health experts are telling us. And I'm just asking, you know, the Premier to follow the science, make decisions based on evidence, and open up some of the outdoor things like camping that can be done safely.
Do you think that the potential phase one reopening of that is too late? Would you like just to be instituted, I guess, something like this weekend, or...
Yeah, you know, I think we have to be cautious with this new B.1.617 variant, because the last thing small businesses need is what happened in late March, early April of this year, when the premier said, hey, we can open up, we can open up. And then like 4 or 5 days later, he pulled the emergency brakes and said, no, I was wrong. We have to close down. That cost the restaurant industry alone over $100 million because businesses, you know, have to buy inventory. They have to bring staff back. They have to train the staff. They have to, you know, make sure their businesses are ready to go for reopening. And so to reopen and then lock them down again is actually worse than it, because it costs them so much money. And so I would rather us do this smart and reopen when it's appropriate to reopen and then stay open. We cannot, I don't think, small businesses definitely cannot take another lockdown. And I think most people are at their wit's end as well and just want to avoid another lockdown. So we need to do this right so we avoid another lockdown. And what the premier should be doing is providing another round of support, the Ontario Business Support Grant, a third round of funding to help businesses get through the third wave of the pandemic, and expanding the eligibility criteria, because there's still a number of, you know, struggling small businesses and nonprofit organizations out there who haven't qualified for funding, and we need to make sure we support those businesses.
I'm speaking to Mike Schreiner, leader of the Green Party of Ontario, about the importance of outdoor spaces amid COVID-19. Just changing tune a little bit here, in terms of reopening, and do you think that the province's plan in terms of double doses and the vaccine, do you think that's the plan is going okay right now? I know that the things were a bit not so good at the beginning, but obviously the pace has picked up quite a bit in the province and in the country. What are your comments on the vaccine rollout in terms of second doses and first doses and their relation to potential reopening?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the premier just didn't have a vaccine plan that was transparent and clear to people. And so the vaccine rollout has been far more confusing and chaotic than it needed to be. I'm lucky. I live in Guelph. And so Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph is one of the local public health units. There's others that have had a much smoother rollout of the vaccine, partly because they started planning last fall, before the premier even put together the vaccine task force. And so they were ready to go, had their online booking portal ready to go before the province even had one. So, you know, if you're somebody like myself who was lucky enough to live in one of those public health units, the vaccine rollout has been pretty smooth. But for a number of people across the province, it's almost, you know, people described it like the Hunger Games, trying to figure out where I can get a vaccine and fighting to be able to get access to a vaccine. I'm hoping that we're in a position now where we can mostly avoid that with the second dose, though I can tell you there are numerous people confused, or particularly if they receive the AstraZeneca vaccine as their first dose, are, you know, incredibly confused about, you know, how to and where to access their second dose. And the province needs to absolutely have clarity around that, because the vaccine rollout is so important to putting this pandemic behind us. And then the final thing I would say, and I put a release out on this earlier today, is that I think the premier needs to be prioritizing second doses in hotspot communities. And I'm thinking in places like Peel and Region in particular, so Brampton, Mississauga, where you're still seeing significant outbreaks. You're still seeing a lot of essential workers who work in vulnerable workplaces. We're still seeing outbreaks. And so if we want to get the pandemic under control, we need to send the fire trucks to where the fire is, and everybody in the province, even people who don't live in those regions, will benefit, because the faster we can get the virus under control, get the case counts down, take pressure off of our hospital system, the faster everybody in the province is going to have this pandemic behind us.
Yeah, it seems that since the hotspot campaign started about a month ago, it seems that Toronto and Peel's numbers have gone a lot further down. Like, I think the province's numbers are about hovering under 1,000 now, but I think potentially that strategy has worked a little bit better than the one before. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, the premier finally, after, you know, weeks of the science advisory table, public health experts say, you know, target the hot zones. The Premier finally did do that, though it went 2 weeks shorter than was being advised. But at least it was done for a bit there, and it made a huge difference. It clearly worked. And so I think we need to apply the same strategy on second doses as well. And I know some people who don't live in those regions may be saying, well, what about us? What about us? But the reality is, you know, when a house is on fire, you send the fire truck to that house and get the fire out, because you don't want your house 2 or 3 blocks down the road, or, you know, 2 or 3 houses down the street or whatever.
What are your thoughts on the provincial government as well as Ford's campaign on the borders and the federal government? There's been a lot of stuff, not only on commercials on TV, but also constant social media from Ford's account. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's the appropriate direction?
It's clearly the premier is trying to deflect responsibility for his own failure to properly plan and to do the things that Ontario needed to do to contain the virus and make the third wave not as bad as it was. Obviously, border managing the borders properly is something that needs to happen, and the federal government hasn't always done the best job at it. But the problem with the Ford's approach is one, he's putting about 100% of his energy, or about, you know, 2% of the COVID cases are happening, instead of putting his energy where 98% of the problem is. He should be putting far more energy there. And then the second thing is, it's just so transparently motivated by politics and motivated by trying to deflect blame from himself. And, you know, I think the province right now needs leadership. It needs leadership that's going to step up and be held accountable and take charge and focus on the areas where the outbreaks are happening, because the faster we do that, the faster we get this pandemic behind us.
Right. And what are your goals right now as a Green Party leader? And I guess, do you have any action plans in terms of continuing to lobby for the things we have discussed? Or I guess, yeah, what are your goals for the next little bit as in your role as an MPP and as well as the Green Party leader?
Yeah, I'm just going to use every opportunity I have to put pressure on the government to do the things we need to do to get this pandemic behind us, and then start focusing in on what we have to do in terms of economic recovery. And I'm going to, you know, so I'm going to keep focus on, hey, let's open things up outdoors so people can do things outdoors where it's safer than indoors. Let's do the things we have to do in terms of making sure workplaces are safe. Let's start planning for a safe in-class school next September. I mean, the fact that, you know, the premier failed to make our schools safe and our children, you know, have not been able to return to in-class learning. We have to not repeat that mistake, and we have to start planning now for that. We got to provide our small businesses with the financial support they need to be able to survive the third wave. So when things start to reopen this summer, we actually have small businesses that are still in business and can reopen and create those jobs. And just also just the vitality and vibrancy of our communities. I think people are hungry to get out in our neighborhoods and in our downtowns. And so, you know, those are the things I'm going to keep pushing for, fighting for, and, you know, using the platform I have and the ability I have as an MPP and a party leader to be pushing for those things.
All right. And just last question, is in terms of, minor sports, I did do a piece, earlier a week and a half ago or so on the importance of minor sports and outdoor activities for children, and not only children, but adults. I guess, so just last question for you is, how important do you think that is for those things to get going? And obviously outdoors more safe, but like, how important do you think it is for those things to get going starting as soon as possible? Obviously kids have missed out on a lot of in-person social interaction. So,
yeah, I mean, I think the sooner we can get safe outdoor activities open, including sports leagues, the better. Obviously when you start having, you know, lots of people intermingling with each other, you have to be a bit more cautious, especially with these variants. But it is clear from the science and the advice we're getting from the science table and the public health officials that outdoor activities are much safer than indoor. And so I think the sooner we can get more outdoor activities open, the better it'll be for our children's physical and mental health.
Right. Perfect. Okay. Well, thanks for your time, Mike, and I hope you have a great weekend. I just spoke to Mike Schreiner, leader of the Green Party of Ontario, about the importance of outdoor spaces amid COVID-19. This program is a part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news and other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada-info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. For CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7, this is Naimish Modi. Have a great day.